Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Brighten up, we're in Dire Straits when he's back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built both of them just for you, and the book is there. I hope you'll check it out. You buy it at Amazon. You can buy it from us. And it's still selling. Thank you for those of you who are still buying the book. We sold almost 80,000 copies of that book. It's won two awards. And I'm kind of proud of it. And so I hope you it is helping people. That's the thing I'm the most proud of. Never mind how many it have sold. It's selling because it's helping people. And people are telling each other about it. And that's what I wanted the book to do. I wanted it to help you. And so there's some things in there that will probably help you figure out some things that aren't working in your business. So check that out. It's at ageofthecustomer.com. All right, folks, it's just you and me. Still just you and me. I want to talk about something. I want to put a few things together that have happened over the last year or so, and an interview that we had earlier this week that I wanted to mention to you. I want to combine all this together, and I want to do it around what do we got to do to make America strong. If you're an American, I don't care what political party you belong to, I don't care how you vote, I don't care what your political ideology is. All I want to know is this: raise your hand if this fits you. You're an American and you care about America and you want America to be strong. Now, America can be strong with several different political influences inside, as long as we're debating what's going on inside, and the debate is about policy. But America won't be strong if we consider people who don't agree with us to be the enemy. And let me tell you what's happening right now. Scott Arno was on the show earlier this week, and I've never heard him talk like this. I've never heard him sound like this. He's found out more and more about what happens, what's happening, what the foreign influences are on our elections. And a lot of people are trying to make it out to be something that the Clintons did or the Trumps did or whatever. He says basically, and I read another article about this where somebody broke down all the money that Russia spent. And none of it was ever going to change the election. But what it did do, and it added on to what Scott told us this week, what it does do is it makes us fight each other. It's a lot of it is fake news. A lot of it is literally designed to make you and me be at each other's throat about stuff. And it's working. Folks, I'm sad to say this is working, because I have people in my life who've been in my life for decades who don't want to be around me. They're no longer my friend because I didn't do one thing. I didn't denounce President Trump as the Trump presidency. Now, you know I've been critical. You know I've called it like it was. I've talked about when he's done things right, and I've talked about when he did things that I didn't think were right. So I'm not naive about Mr. Trump. But I have not denounced his presidency, and nor am I going to. But because of that, and some of these people are people who denounced the Trump presidency the moment it happened. But because they don't like President Trump. Well, you know what? I was very much an opponent of President Obama's policies, and these people I'm talking about loved President Obama. But I didn't discontinue our friendship because they loved a president whose policies I didn't think were right for small businesses. But what's happening right now is this fake news thing is real, folks. Fake. How about that for irony? For ironic statement. Fake news is real. There really is fake news, and that's the kind of stuff that's being created by these other countries, by Iran, by Russia, by North Korea. They don't need to fight, folks. They don't need to shoot bullets at us. They don't need to shoot nuclear weapons at us. All they got to do is spend a few $100,000, maybe a few $1 million, on fake news positioning that gets into our head and that causes us to fight each other so that we can't get anything done, and therefore our security is weakened. And I'm not talking about our borders. I'm not talking about our ships and our planes and our military people. I'm talking about our cybersecurity is weakened because we don't do our job, because we got organizations within the government fighting each other, and therefore the enemy is getting in. We have to realize, folks, Pogo said it right. We've seen the enemy and he is us. We've got to quit being each other's enemy. We've got to realize that if we're Americans, we need to be Americans first together. Fight the enemy wherever they are, even if it means that we have to not be mad at people because they disagree with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.